message of the gospel. And I strongly believe, as a lot of us do, that the rapture is near and it can happen at any time. And we want to be busy giving of what God has given us. God has given us, right? There's a statement that I say, don't quit giving, since God never quit blessing you. Don't stop giving, because God has not quit blessing you. And so we want to win the lost. We want to go and disciple the new converts. We're going to preach the gospel to over 2.2 million people through the radio waves. And you heard about the radio station. That's the radio station is going to be a tremendous blessing to help us reach more people in the short time that we have in this life, or even before the Lord returns. And so please pray about that radio station. I believe it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. We're going to be preaching the gospel door to door. We're going to start new Bible believing churches all over Paraguay. And that should excite us also, that more Baptist Bible believing churches will get started all over. You know, as we travel through the country, we see how many Bible-believing Baptist churches have closed down. And so it's exciting to be able to start new churches. We're going to be giving what God has given us. Don't quit giving, since God never quit blessing you. And so the gospel is something that God gave us. We need to give the gospel. God gave us peace. We got to give people peace. The church, God gave us a church. We need to give people the church. A place in heaven. We need to give them a place in heaven. We give because God keeps giving us. And the way that God gives is through people. Amen? Whether it's your time, whether it's your financials or your talents, God uses people. Will you let God use you? Pastor Carter, I can't forget that day 24 years ago. I'll never forget that day. You know, actually, God used people in bringing me to church or to the gospel. I grew up being religious. I tell people that I was in church 9 months before I was born. I was in church. I grew up religiously, and I got a lot of story that I can tell you about my background. I grew up being my church taught me that I need to pray for the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit would come upon me, and I did pray for that, and there was a spirit that came upon me, and I prophesy and I speak in tongues and all those things. But you know, through those years of my life, 30 years of my life, I didn't have peace in my heart. And I knew something was missing in my life. I didn't know what it was, but I was missing something in my life. And 30 years of my life, I was seeking for the truth, and I couldn't find it. I got to the point where I lost faith in the things of God and the church, and I started drifting the wrong direction. Living in sin and living a wicked life. And one day I realized that I was going the wrong direction. And I made a small prayer, and I said, I looked up into the sky. I said, God, if you're real, show yourself to me. Well, because my religion had taught me that, you know, that God would use the Holy Spirit and dancing and speaking in tongues and all that other stuff. I was expecting that God was going to show himself to me in the form as he showed himself to the Apostle Paul. I thought that, the light, the sky was going to open, there was going to be light, that the earth was going to shake, and I was going to fall on the ground, and I would hear a voice. But God did not use those things. God used people. I remember one day that God used a pastor that was pastoring here, Pastor Danny Ortiz. He came to my house, and he invited me to church, and he told me that the that the church was building a building for the Spanish people. And so I did came to the Spanish area there, and I saw the building being built. I saw people working there. But I ignored all that. I went back home. And then God used another person. God used Brother Nathan Ogden. Brother Nathan Ogden was really young when he came to my door. He was probably about 16, 17 years old. And I remember seeing him walking down my driveway. And when he came down my driveway, I was mean to him. And he got really nervous, and he dropped a track on my table. And he said to me, I'm just going to leave this here. And he walked away. And I said to myself, I got rid of him. But you know what happened? He kept coming back every Saturday. He kept coming back, and he got bolder a little bit more all the time. And you know, I got to tell young people here, you know, you go out soul winning, and sometimes you get afraid because you don't know who you're going to talk to, and sometimes people mistreat you, but you just got to keep on doing it. Because you don't know who you're going to reach. We're going to Paraguay. We're going to preach the gospel to more than 2 million people through the radio waves and door to door. And many souls are going to get saved because somebody gave up their time and talents and of their resources so that we can now go to other countries. And so So he got bolder, and then I started getting interested in coming to church. And one day I walked through the doors, and by the way, I came to church because he gave me a track about the radio station. And one night I heard Pastor Mickey Carter preaching, and I wanted to come and see him. So I came and I sat there, right, Brother Cunton is there, sitting there, and I sat there, and I started hearing some of his messages, and I can remember one of his messages. That was the message that God used to save me. I usually said that it was the theme of the message, but I tried to find that message. I couldn't find it, but I think that in his one of his messages, he said these words. He said, "What if you die today thinking that you're going to go to heaven and you open your eyes in hell?" And so I started, and then he started saying about maybe you're trusting your church, maybe you're trusting your good deeds, maybe you think you're a good person. And those were exactly the things that I was trusting for my salvation. And so he mentioned something now. He said, those things will not get you into heaven. But he said, do you remember a time in your life when you realized that you were a sinner and that you deserve to spend eternity in hell, and you ask Jesus to become your Savior, to be the Lord of your life? And you know, I thought about and I started searching my mind, and I realized that all those years that I was in church and that I was thinking that I was being used by the Holy Spirit, I never thought about a time in my life that I asked Jesus to become Lord of my life. And so I remember coming to the altar, and I pray, and I, with tears in my eyes, I was sorry that I was thinking that I had to help Jesus with his work on the cross of Calvary. And so I'd say to Jesus, "I'm sorry, and please forgive me, will you accept me as my only personal Savior?" And you know, the sky didn't open, the earth didn't shook, but something happened in my heart that day there. God broke my chains. God made me free. And from that day on, everything became clear. The thing about speaking in tongue and being in the Holy Spirit, God showed me that wasn't right. And he showed me through his word and through that I was able to understand. But you know, isn't that good to be able to give because God gave us? Amen. So if God doesn't stop giving us, we can't stop giving to others also. And maybe for such a time as this, God has put you here. There's a great need that the goal needs to get. We need to reach that goal. And maybe God can use you so that you can give towards the need. because there are many souls that are dying, many souls that will die and go to hell. I can't forget that I knew for sure that if I die, I go to hell. And I was so concerned about that. And I was so concerned. I really wanted to know, but nobody told me. I mean, all that I heard was do this, do that, do the other. But never nobody told me. Never nobody preached to me the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that God can use us is a wonderful thing. And I pray that tonight God will use you in a way that you can give the gift that keeps giving. Amen? Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.